All right, we are recording.
Perfect.
Time is 9:40 a.m. My name is Sean Thacker, state investigator assigned to this case. This Enforcement Advisory Committee has been impaneled to establish the facts of case number HI21021 Hickerson regarding Robert Hickerson, certified home inspector number 41528. The time is 9:41. A.M. September 23rd, 2021. This recording meeting will be conducted in public and executive session. Since we are holding this meeting web-based and recorded, I ask all of its speakers with clear and concise volume. Also, please be sure to announce and ID yourselves when speaking. For the recording and public review, will the committee members identify themselves and their qualifications? Starting with you, Peter.
Peter Leeds, Enforcement Advisory Committee member.
And
Craig Collier. I'm Craig Collier, EAC member and certified home inspector.
All right.
Mark Timpani, EAC, certified home inspector.
Beautiful. Thank you. And can you identify yourself too, Mr. Bausch?
My name is Thomas Bausch, and I'm here with my wife as well. We are the homeowners.
My name is Alicia Bausch.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you all.
Under AAA R430-12, committee members should be prepared to participate, have read all documentation provided by the state in this case. The state's public alleged violations are, while conducting a home inspection at 251 West Omarosa Drive in Gilbert, Arizona, on or about October 7, 2020, respondent failed to report on evidence of water damage originating from the upstairs bathroom and the roof. Respondent failed to report on the broken doorbell, and respondent failed to report on a non-functioning window lock. Also, during the state's assessment process, the following 19 deficiencies were found. 1. Respondent failed to include purpose and scope as required, SOP 2.1. 2. Respondent failed to include the certification number as required, SOP 2.2. 3. Respondent failed to observe and report on the type of condition and foundation as required, SOP 4.1. 4. Respondent failed to observe and report on the type and condition of the floors as required, SOP 4.1. 5. Respondent failed to correctly observe and report on the wall cladding as required, SOP 5.1. 6. Respondent failed to observe and report condition of the garage door opener as required, SOP 5.1. 7. Respondent failed to observe and report on the condition of the drainage system as required, SOP 5.1. 8. Respondent failed to observe and report on the type of roof covering as required, SOP 6.2. 9. Respondent failed to observe and report on the condition of flashing penetration skylights and chimneys as required, SOP 6.1. 10. Respondent failed to report on the method used to observe the roof as required, SOP 6.2. 11. Respondent failed to observe and report on the condition of the water piping supports and pipe insulation as required, SOP 7.1. 12. Respondent failed to describe the condition of the plumbing functional flow as required, SOP 7.1. 13. Respondent failed to describe and report on the functional drainage as required, SOP 7.2. 14. Respondent failed to describe the condition of the water heater automatic safety controls as required, SOP 7.1. 15. Respondent failed to report on the type and condition of the compatibility as required, SOP 8.1. 16. Respondent failed to observe and report on the condition of the branch service conductor as required, SOP 8.1. 17. Respondent failed to observe and report on the heat source located in each room as required, SOP 9.1. 18. Respondent failed to describe the condition of the automatic safety controls as required, SOP 9.1. 19. Respondent failed to observe the type of solid fuel heating device as required, SOP 9.1. These deficiencies are possible violations of ARS 32-128C4 as it relates to R430-301-01, and that respondents may have failed to conduct a home inspection in accordance with the standards of professional practice for Arizona home inspections. So at this time, I'd like to seek a motion for executive session, unless you guys want to speak in public session, or if you guys just want to jump into executive session and do the interviews.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion. We go into executive session to interview the alleges.
Thank you, Leeds. Can I get a second?
Second. Greg Collier.
Thank you, Mr. Collier. And can I get a vote?
Aye.
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 Thank you. We are now in executive session. The time is 9:46 a.m.